Hello, everybody, and welcome to TYH, a podcast dedicated to youth issues on TRS Radio. My name is Anglo, and with me I have Nike.
Hello.
It's just us two today. Some of the guests, our usual Australian buddy, he's out doing Australian things, which we don't quite know what they are. Nonetheless,
we're still persevering.
You know what, Nike? It's very hot where I live currently, so I'm doing this podcast shirtless.
What a coincidence.
What, are you doing it too?
Hell yeah.
Dude, ladies, try to keep your panties not wet when you're listening to this, because both of our shirts are off.
That's completely
removed.
Topless podcasting.
Yeah, and you know we have the greatest bodies of the alt-right. It's like not even up for debate. You know, all them Luftwaffe guys are behind what I'm at, you know, definitely. I mean, Nike knows my physique. They're way below me.
No comparison.
I'm like lifting, you know, chickpea cans and stuff.
Swallowing the contents whole. Gotta get them vegan gains, right?
Yeah, so how are you doing today, Nike? It's a Monday. We haven't recorded on Monday in a while.
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing good. Family got a new puppy, so I've been busy with that. It's like actually a lot of work. More than
just in time for the dog days of summer, you might say.
Yeah. Did you ever watch, speaking of dogs, did you ever watch that movie Lords of Dogtown?
No, what's that?
It takes place in Venice, California. It's about a skate crew in the 70s and how a lot of those, you know, like the life of those, the lives of those skaters and that skate crew and how some of them became famous and whatever. And I don't know, it's kind of, they made a movie about that, like in 2004 or something when I was little. So, but that was a big part of my childhood. But I'm surprised you didn't know about that.
Think of the way that, you know, youth fame, like youthhood found fame through popular media has changed. I'm just thinking it's totally different now. You don't have to do any sort of like feats of what would be considered impressive athleticism or, you know, sporting novelty to become a famous kid through video.
You can become a famous kid like that girl from like 5 years ago that ate a bloody tampon. Remember that?
Well, do they still have any fame, or is it just like a one-off?
Do you think Chad Musk is still has fame? Who the heck? I don't even remember what he looks like.
I don't know. Perhaps in circles, but like does people like who would make skating videos and, you know, acquire some amount of notoriety for him would actually, like, a lot of them, you know, would make a career out of it. How many people, like, make a career out of their 15 minutes now?
A lot of the YouTubers, like Shane Dawson, turned his 15 minutes into some stupid career. Like, all the girls I know. Like,
right, and he didn't have to do, like, anything that was a feat of, like, agility or physical prowess.
Yeah, he just had to be a pervert online.
Yeah.
That's
the feats of predatory interactions with women.
Yeah, things have changed.
You don't have any thoughts on that?
No, I was just trying to figure... I was looking at my Twitter and trying to figure some audio stuff out. I got kind of sidetracked.
And here I am just going off and I can't get a lick out of you.
I'm sorry, dude. Just the audio is really bad. I'm trying to see if I could make it okay.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of a lot of work, to be honest, like doing both ends of like holding a conversation while making sure the audio is okay. Sometimes it's a little hard. I think people don't appreciate me sometimes. Sometimes I want to go to Walmart and just take off my shirt and yell. You know what I mean?
Dude, I had to go to Walmart the other night and it was just hell.
I haven't been to Walmart in a few years and I'm glad I haven't. And I don't like to shill for Target anymore because Target's getting bad. I just don't like stores. Because you get to, you're face to face with all the misery of America and Americanism, you know? It's just, it's Mexicans and just fat white people buying stuff. And it's not, that's all we have, you know what I mean? It's sad.
Target is just the misery magnet. I walk into Target and it's slightly after sunset. There's still a lot of people there. You know, there's like a homeless dude who's like made his, I don't know, temporary, sitting space right outside of the Walmart, like, because they have an electrical outlet.
Yeah, because homeless people have phones nowadays.
Yeah, he's got a phone, he's got a dog. He's got, like, you know, big packs of his belongings, you know, soft, like, bedding material that he's sitting on. And,
yeah.
You know, he's just there on his phone, just hanging out and, I guess, watching all the criaturas that walk by.
Yeah, no, like, Target used to be nice. At least when I was a kid, I kind of remember that. And that wasn't that long ago. But now everywhere is just bad. It's you're face to face with the worst of America, or not even the worst of America. You're just face to face with America itself. And it's sad. I don't like it.
Yeah, to quote that that one rapper, this is America.
This is America. Yelling at my mama now. Little Mexican kids, and they don't stay with their parents. They don't.
Yeah, no. I see kids of unknown racial origins.
Yeah, unknown racial.
Like running around.
Are you like, know, hey, smart, like, fellow Greek, how you doing?
Damn. They're running around smiling. You know, I smile back at the kids, but
yeah, I'm not mean or anything, but it's just weird.
They're just like running around, and the other people walking around, they just look untrustworthy and unfriendly. You know, people who clearly aren't their parents, just other pedestrians.
Yeah, no.
You know, it just seems unsafe that this kid is blissfully unaware of like how like gross his surroundings actually are.
He's like a pig in shit.
Probably like that too.
Well, I remember this was kind of weird. There was this little Muslim kid. I don't know what he was. He was just an American. Came up to me, or he was walking around next to me, and he sneezed. Didn't cover his mouth, and I told him like, cover your mouth, like kind of in a mean way. And my sisters, because I was with my sisters at the store, they got mad at me. Back in the day, you know, if a kid act bad, some other people would join in and say, hey, don't do that. But now you can't do that. Now it's rude. Some kid sneezes without covering his mouth. I can't even reprimand him in public.
I guess not, man. You just got to let it go.
You gotta let the Saudi kid sneeze on you. That's the American dream, the Saudi kid sneezing on you ad infinitum, you know, to the very end.
Right. Well, then you have to. The whole purpose is so, you know, in anticipation of getting sick so you can sue his parents.
Oh, yeah. No, that's very, remember the...
That's the very American dream.
No, I can't sue POC.
Maybe if they have $1 million, you'll do it anyway.
Well, maybe if they're Arabs. Usually the Arabs in America, or at least where I live, are pretty rich, so I don't really know of poor ones that much. I went to a drugstore. And I saw, I think, the second time in my life in America, some woman wearing a niqab where you can only see her eyes. That was new. Because the only other time I saw that was in Germany.
Oh. I guess you have to retract that one thing you said. Second time in America. Sounds like the only time in America then, huh?
No, yeah. Well, no, I mean before the two times. Should have clarified. Mm-hmm. But Germany's America now. It's a colony. So I guess it counts.
Yep, I guess that explains why the niqabis are there, too.
Well, it is. It's sad. It's sad when you come to that realization. Because, you know, the niqabis are there because, one, Germans can't defend their borders, or else it's Nazism. And they went through strong denazification from the American occupied government. Moreover, like, we start wars, so these people have to, like, pour into these countries as so-called refugees, you know. And that's when you realize, oh my gosh, evil empire? Not a meme. And it's sad, you know. I don't like that. I don't like that feeling. But because I don't like that feeling, because I know that like a lot of my ancestors died in like the Revolutionary War and the Civil Wars, and it's like, oh, and this is what we have now. We're forcing Germans, your white brothers, to be paused, essentially. I don't know. Sad.
It is. It really is.
Because like, I don't think my great 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 grandpa who fought in the Civil War was, you know, would have appreciated what we were doing to Germany. I mean, I don't know.
Of course not.
Man, it's just weird. It is weird when you know that your government's doing bad things around the world. And I was never like ultra patriotic or anything growing up. I mean, my parents kind of were, but I never really had that. But it doesn't feel good to know that the government that's supposed to represent you is like fighting against nationalism throughout the world, or just like ethnic determination of Europeans and ourselves too, of white Americans, you know. And people still want to join the army and stuff, and it's crazy.
Right. And it was one of the things I was thinking about today, you know, the people who still join the army with sort of patriotic intentions or a constitutional mindset.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they join to think they're going to preserve the Constitution, but that's not what you do in the military.
Yeah, no, they sort of are the breaking the foreground of new violations thereof.
Yeah. Well, hopefully Germany one day will have a Target and a Walmart, and so our German audience can understand what we're talking about when we
have a Jacob Vollmart.
That kid. I'm so glad he's not on Twitter anymore. He's one of our, he's like our age, but he got kicked off finally. He was that Zoomer who was basically a boomer at heart. He was a warmonger.
Goodbye, Jew.
Yeah, he was a warmonger who was like unironically saying, yeah, we should like bomb Iran right now. And I don't know.
Jews deserve their disproportionate control over media and finance.
Yeah. My life has been a lot less frustrating since he's been gone.
Yeah, the number of leftist Twitter owns has precipitously fallen with the departure of both Laura Loomer and Jacob Wohl.
Alt-right Laura Loomer and Jacob Wohl. Alt-right, you know, stupid names like Sweethearts, Jacob Wohl and Laura Loomer.
The Juo Duo.
Yeah, they had a podcast. I never listened to it. It was called Two Live Jew, like Two Live Crew.
Bro.
I was like, hey, that's cute. Yeah, Two Live Jew. That's not a podcast I really want to listen to. Well, no, there's a hip. Okay, all right, here we go. There is a hip hop duo from the 90s called Two Live Jews. It's a comedy hip hop duo that, you know, creates songs that mix and spoof hip hop culture and Jewish American stereotypes. It's composed of MC Moisha and Easy Irving. And yeah.
Did they sue them?
I don't know. Like Two Live Crew?
No, podcasters.
Oh, like, I don't know. They stopped.
I was hoping you were going to tell me that. That led to a lawsuit.
No, I just can't believe there is actually a comedy group called Two Live Jews that was a hip-hop parody group. The lyrics are full of Yiddish words.
Too legit to schwitz.
They have hits like, Oi, it's so humid. Young Jews be proud. And shake your tuchus.
All right.
That's the Two Live Jews. It's pretty bad.
Wonderful.
Oh, wow. Two Live Jews on Howard Stern. Who would have thought?
I guess you may as well call it three at that point, right?
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I went to Google Images or Bing. I don't know what I'm on. And one of the images is the International Jew from Henry Ford. And it's like, yes.
I like this result.
Yeah. No, man. So I bet you we probably get more listens than them. And
oh, absolutely.
And that's not really saying a lot. Man, I'm not going to dump on ourselves. We get, you know, a few thousand. You know, we're not the top dogs at TRS. We're like on the, you know, more low-key end of things. And I like
We are permanent B-side.
Yeah, and that's fine. You know, sometimes a B-side's really good. But even then, us on a obscure fascist website still get probably more listens than these, you know, industry plants, if you will. I don't know. There's a lot of talk in hip-hop about industry plants. And I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, no, that sort of idea does not interest me.
Yeah, it's like, I don't care what hip-hop's doing because I'm a whore.
That for the Tony Fantanos.
Yeah, Anthony Fantano.
So I had some, at the start of a series of things we could go into. With a common theme. And, well, I'll jump right into it with this article that I found. And it's about adults in the UK and a study showing that out of the adults surveyed, 4 out of 10 have regrets in life.
I regret eating that bad cans of beans and mash. It got me sick.
It says here, according to a study of 2,000 adults, 4 out of 10 people regret how they've lived their lives so far, including things such as spending too much time at work. And not traveling enough.
Oh, traveling.
Among respondents' biggest regrets. We all know what traveling is.
Well, for women, it's like riding the carousel. You know?
Exactly. It's going
They regret not doing enough ketamine. They're like, I should have done more.
Yeah, that one crosses the gender binaries there. That one is a unisex regret, I'm sure, is ketamine and the lack thereof.
Yeah.
Other common regrets among those surveyed included neglecting their health and not spending enough time with their family.
Doing what?
Many wished they had been a better parent to their children. Well, that's a big fucking mistake there, man.
They're just the future of the world.
Right. It's just all that you're going to have left to show for yourself on your deathbed.
Yeah.
Will you even see them as you're dying? Will they show up? Will they care enough for you to be there when you pass from this world?
No.
All of that regret seems to be a big motivator as well, with 40% of respondents claiming they want to make some positive changes in the near future.
One positive change is for the Saxon to awake. That would be a positive change for the future. Another positive change in the future would be to not spend so much money at Tesco. So I know that's one of your guys' shopping centers I know about.
Yeah, it's like their Walmart.
Yeah, Tesco. Yeah. I wonder what they have in Tesco. I wonder if it's just the same as going to Walmart.
Like Walmart, maybe with more, you know,
groceries.
French and German imports.
Yeah. Tesco.
Inaction, it says, seems to be the biggest cause of regret, with 3 in 4 adults claiming that the regret is mainly caused by things they wanted to do but never got around to.
So like ketamine.
Leaving behind a positive legacy is a major concern for many people as well. In all, 2/3 of the survey's respondents are concerned about how their children will remember them and want to use the remaining years to create lasting positive family memories. Most of those surveyed want their families to remember them as loving, happy, caring, sociable, and talented. More specifically, 3 in 10 would like to be remembered as charitable, and 4 in 10 want their closest loved ones to remember their generosity.
I thought you were going to say genitals. I'm not lying. I thought you were...
Wow. That would have been shocking.
Yeah. Yeah, the UK, man. But speaking of 4 in 10s, I call this segment 4 in 10. We found a slew of articles on the internet when we searched for 4 in 10. Let's go to the first one. I choose this one right here. So the American counterpart to that is 4 in 10 American adults are now obese. And you could attest this, and you could see the truth of this statement by going to Target and all the fat people, the fat idiots of America, the fat retards. That feel when you actually like become, you start using liberal talking points, you know, about Americans being fat retards.
Oh man, I mean, they weren't wrong.
Because, like, I used to be like, it's so easy and stupid, but it's, like, it's kind of true, man.
I used to be that young patriotic kid who got, you know, not upset, but just sort of scoff at songs like American Idiot.
Well, I don't like that song now because, like, it tries to make fun of, like, ruralites and that we are these enlightened people from Berkeley who know what is true. You know,
I don't even think
don't they explicitly mention rednecks in that song?
I don't remember.
Oh yeah, there we go. Well, maybe I'm the faggot, America. I'm not a part of a redneck agenda. You are a faggot. He literally is a faggot. He's a bisexual faggot, the singer of Green Day. And he's ugly and the music sucks. I mean, rock music is kind of gay in the end when you think about it, but definitely like they make the worst like pop punk idiot shit. And I hate this faggot. He has a lot of money and he doesn't even fix his teeth. Billy Joe Armstrong. It's like, come on, dude. You know, you're from Oakland, you faggot. Homo. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, like, I guess when I was a kid, I didn't like the song just because, you know, I thought it was insulting all people in America. But, you know, the image you have of, like, who they were attacking, I guess, in part, yes, they are ruralites, rednecks, etc. But it's really boomers.
Yeah, no, boomers. Yeah, no, it's a big problem. I actually saw a boomer on TikTok and he was like, his whole TikTok, like, you know, TikTok, the point of it is to like to make a little music video, right? This guy didn't even make a music video. He had like a 20-second spiel about how millennials and Gen Z are just miserable pieces of crap who don't know how to pull themselves up by the bootstraps. Essentially, that was the summary. And that's what he does on TikTok.
It's like hardcore boomer posting.
Yeah, it's like you're supposed to like make a 5-second video at the most. You're not supposed to like do 30 seconds of you talking.
Right.
Repeating Ben Shapiro points, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, and it is kind of boomers, to be honest. And I mean, not all boomers are bad, of course. There are base boomers out there because you had nationalist movements, you know, in the, you know, 60s, 70s, whenever. But a lot of boomers in America are brainwashed. From cradle to grave, they've been essentially thoroughly brainwashed, you know. And Francis Parkiaki notices brainwashing even in the 1950s or 40s, actually, when he wrote Imperium. You know, he talks about how effective and how strong propaganda propaganda is in America. It's, you know, and these people were born in that era, and that their whole life since the 40s and 50s till now has just been full of propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And
damn, that this guy was really really just thinking of strictly ruralites. Because apparently he wrote the song after hearing Lynyrd Skynyrd on the radio, and specifically the song "That's How I Like It." And they have a quote here on the Wikipedia quote: "It was like, I'm proud to be a redneck, and I was like, oh my god, why would you be proud of something like that? This is exactly what I'm against."
Yeah. why would you be proud to be a faggot?
Yeah, fucking sods, man. We can both see, like, recognize something so wrong with the country and, like, come out with it thinking the cause is just totally different. I mean, these people have no idea what the world is actually like.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even that bad of a thing, even through all the stereotypes. Like, the redneck is just, it's not, like, evil.
Yeah, it's just the easy scapegoat.
Right, and this guy takes such, like, anger towards it. There's hateful scorn.
Yeah.
Towards that. You know, I feel the same way about coastal liberals.
Oh, yeah, they're miserable.
And I feel like I have more ground to stand on there.
He wrote this after getting triggered about after listening to a Lynyrd Skynyrd song.
That's what I was just saying, man.
No, I know. It's just funny. I'm reiterating it because it's, like, so ridiculous.
He got so mad at Lynyrd Skynyrd that he had to go on and write a song of his own to be like, actually, no, I hate you.
Well, going back to 4 in 10, we found another article, perhaps the best one. This one says 4 in 10 millennials don't know 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust. Study shows.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
When
did that happen?
Was that something yet? Like last week? Or I must have missed
Hitler?
It.
Who is he?
No, I know about Hitler, but like, what's this Holocaust?
You know what? I did figure out about Hitler like a few days ago, and I got really mad and I punched a hole in my wall, because how could someone be that bad?
Just found out about Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, I was like, why? And I like went to my mom and like, you didn't tell me about this guy? And she's like, you didn't need to hear it. And then I cried a little bit. Like, why could someone be, how could someone be this so evil?
Yeah, man. Like, I don't get it. Why do you like railroads that much?
Yeah. I mean,
get a car, man. So you don't have to be like this. You don't have to build railroads everywhere. It's just drive a car.
It says 41% of millennials believe 2 million Jews or fewer were killed during the Holocaust. So
yeah, I agree with that. More towards the latter.
Yeah, a lot fewer.
You know, fewer, that could go anything down to zero.
Yeah.
So, you know, I fall in that range. Yes.
And it says 1 in 5 of millennials haven't heard of the Holocaust.
I just learned about it now, so
yeah.
If they had asked me at the same time, you know, as they asked everybody else, I would have been in that category too. And looks like I'm not that different.
Yeah, well, so this is from a while ago. This is from April 2018, but talks about how on a Thursday, Israelis stood still for a nationwide moment of silence in remembrance of the Holocaust. As a 2-minute siren wailed across the country.
That's funny. It's the siren goes off and nobody does anything. Like, everyone's sort of just fine with it.
I don't know.
I actually caught something on the news last night. It was this story about some woman. I guess she's got a book out that's been on the New York Times bestseller list for over a year now. Mm-hmm. And she was never able to go to school as a kid because her dad rightly said that, you know, the public schools are a place of brainwashing,
mm-hmm.
and social manipulation. And so she never was educated or whatever, I guess maybe homeschooled to some extent, but who really knows. Anyway, one of the things she didn't know about was the Holocaust. So when she was like finally able to get access to, I don't know, a teacher, that's one of the things she mentions that she had to ask about. Like, what is the Holocaust?
Oh, gosh. Well, Holocaust is this great big old lie.
Yeah, if only I could have been that teacher.
And your dad was right. School is nothing but a brainwashing cattle feedlot, you know. So it talks about, let's see. Well, just some guy named Greg Schneider says that this shows how important a Holocaust education is. Like, we don't have enough of that.
How does it show that?
Because not enough know about it, I guess.
I don't know. I don't know if it means it's important.
No, it's not.
Not convinced, Schneider. You gotta sell me on this.
Yeah. Are you related to Dan Schneider?
Could be.
So has anything new come out of Dan Schneider's, wouldn't say case.
His bakery?
Not, yeah, his bakery. Because I know that there were like rumors, but I don't know if they were ever substantiated. Has there been more evidence pointing toward Dan Schneider being a foot pedo?
I mean, I don't think so. I don't actually believe he's ever like sexually molested them. He's just, you know, maybe taken too many pictures and, you know, felt too many little girls' feet.
Oh gosh.
You know, it's not right. I'm not defending it, but you know, I don't think he's ever raped a kid. And even if he had, it would still be alleged at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'd always hear like, oh, it's a breakthrough. We're going to hear about it soon. You know, people are going to come out, but it never comes out, you know, like 4chan threads or whatever about how he's going to be exposed, but it never happens.
He's got two shows. I guess one ended this year. The other one's still going, called Henry Danger.
Henry Danger. It's very scary. It's created by Dan Schneider and Dana Olson. Stars Jace Norman. Let's see if this kid's a Jew. I don't think so. He's a Norman. It stars Michael D. Cohen.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what's going on in Nickelodeon anymore.
Yeah, I have no idea, but probably nothing good.
He has Game Shakers, too, that ended recently, June 8th in 2019. The very yeah. POC cast. It has two black fellas. I think that's a famous guy.
That was like the women in gaming show. I remember, I think we might have talked about it before.
Oh.
It was like, I think the protagonist is some indie game dev grill.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
It was the anti-Gamergate TV show.
The Phil Fish of Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Starring Benjamin Little Peanut Flores.
Oh, God. That almost went really bad. Almost heard Pride of Their Genitals earlier, and I almost heard something else there.
He was born in 2002. He is best known for his song, You Might Be the One. Yeah, these kid rappers are always weird.
Little Peanut. Oh, God. Yeah, no. Bad rapper name. Not going to live that one down.
So there have been some special guest stars. Matt Bennett, don't know who that is, says something about Ben Shapiro. Oh, no, he played the role of Robbie Shapiro in Victorious.
Played the role of Ben Shapiro.
Jared Knabenbauer.
Oh, no.
And Smosh Games.
Oh, shit. They got the other famous YouTubers. Smosh.
They have an episode called The Mason Experience.
Oh, no.
The James Mason Experience?
Kids read Siege.
Kids become 33 degree Masons.
Yeah, there's interesting ways that could go if one of our guys was producing it.
Yeah, The Mason Experience.
I think I prefer the James Mason Experience.
Yeah. We should do a cover band. Like, you know how Jimi Hendrix is called? The Jimi Hendrix Experience?
Yeah, the James Mason Experience. Just the Jimi Mason Experience.
Speaking of bad boomer music, there's this channel on XM Radio. My mom has XM Radio in her car. I don't know why she uses that. She could just use Spotify or something. But they have a whole channel called Grateful Dead. And it's just like Grateful Dead playing 24/7, like live shows. And it just sucks.
It's not a bad channel, man.
It's not? That's boring.
It's okay on the XM, you know. Maybe you're driving a long time, and you know you can listen to a longer jam while you're in your car. And yeah, it's boomer music, but hey, it's not bad.
I just don't like it.
Not enough noise in it.
Yeah, not enough experimentation. I don't know if
that is just not true.
I don't know. I just didn't like it.
Extremely experimental.
I just didn't like it. Okay, I heard one song and it was too long.
It's outside of our attention span.
Yeah. Have you noticed that kids like our age, or adults, I guess, people our age who make music now, the songs are a lot shorter. So you notice like XXXTentacion, his songs are only like a minute 30 seconds long. And there are a lot of rappers who do that now. And I think it has to do with our generation's ADD.
I think so. As well as the, I guess, overabundance of rap songs and hip hop.
Yeah,
that's just got like repetitive lyrics.
If you, it's like
they're just filling up time.
If you just if you're gonna rap, just do it real quick and make it known, because all this other stuff you have to listen to.
You know, less time spending producing a beat and the less, you know, repetitive lyrics you have to shoehorn. You can just put out a whole, I don't know, maybe single verse or two verses, and boom, that's a song. Put it on the album.
Yeah.
But no, I remember when I was a little kid, my attention span for music was very short.
Yeah.
It was like
half of the song.
I would just stop listening to a song, and I would only be like halfway through it.
That's what I do too sometimes.
There'd be like years of my life where I'd only know the first half or first three quarters of a song because I didn't want to sit through the rest of it.
Yeah. But there's one song that I would always listen to the very end, and that was 009, 009 soundscape songs.
And that makes you like one of the only people to have ever done that.
No, I actually haven't. I would just get...
That's the song, the official song of clicking the back button on your browser.
Unregistered hypercam. And then you hear that song coming in. Okay, so there's a video from 2009 called Uploaded from Marine 1001. Or no, Man 1001. But it's a music video to one of 009 Sound System songs. And it's just pictures of Marines crying. And like people saluting the American flag. I don't know what that has to do with the song. Maybe it's the Iraq War song, but I don't know. look at the cover photo.
Oh my god.
This is like what your boomer grandma sends on Facebook. Can this guy get a like? Share this for one prayer. This dog's bomb puppy just got killed.
The dog bomb puppy, man.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Can this police dog get a like? I have this boomer person. Like I watch like my mom go on Facebook, and we have this family friend that's like 70 something, and I see what she posts, and she's been doing this streak where she just posts pictures of Down syndrome kids.
No.
And with the title like, please share, show this kid love.
This kid doesn't know what you're doing. He doesn't know what anyone does.
He might know how to use TikTok though, because there are a lot of Down syndrome people on TikTok.
No.
There's this down. I mean, I don't like making fun of retards, but I don't know how they got on here. There is this.
Somebody's done this and they shouldn't have.
So there's this Mexican kid on TikTok. He obviously has Down syndrome, but he records his videos while he's sitting on the toilet and he just like sings songs. And it's like, who lets you do this? And it's like, I don't know. There's also a lot of abos on TikTok too.
What?
And the most, one of the more common comments that they get in the is like, what dog breed are you guys? That's what people,
bro.
That's what they say. Cause it, what dog breed are you guys?
Goddamn, man. That's savage. No pun intended.
Yeah. Zoomers are ruthless.
Hell yeah, man. Fucking rip these abos up.
Yeah. What dog? Because they do kind of look like dogs.
That's like funny, because like that's what they call white people.
Yeah.
White dogs.
I heard, I don't know who it was. It was someone on Twitter. It might have been Borzoi. He might have retweeted something where there's like a slur in Somalian or some Asian language. I'm not quite sure. Either an African or an Asian language. A slur for white people, and it means those who love dogs.
Oh, yeah. Muslims hate dogs, so... I mean,
it's got to be the Muslims somewhere.
Definitely hold that against it.
It's like, give me all the puppies. I like them. Hitler liked them. I like them. I love dogs.
Oh shit! Do you think they're possibly speaking of a certain gender demographics connection to, to canines?
White girls.
Very same.
I remember how mad that used to get me when that first came out, but now I think it's funny. Because that was more, I don't know, if I was White Knight, or I was, you know, I was kind of new, not new to the movement. I knew about this stuff for like a few years, but I was still kind of, how dare you say that to Aryan womanhood? Now I'm like,
I don't have any respect for dog moms. And
Yeah, I mean, I'm a dog dad, though. I love my dog.
That's not what you call yourself, man. You're just a pet owner.
No, I know. I was just trying to freak you out.
It's not freaked out, man. It's, when you just say stuff like that, it's cringe. Don't be a dog dad. Nobody likes dog dad.
Who is the hottest girl on Nickelodeon?
That's Amanda Bynes.
Ew, what the fuck? That's bad. I liked, I think, Victoria Justice. And there was this, like, goth-looking girl on Victorious, I think. Is that what the show's called?
Yeah, I've heard of that. Dude, I don't know. I was a little kid when the Amanda show was on. I was I don't know, maybe 4 or 5.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't think of girls on TV like that.
Well, we were like 15 or 16 when Victorious came out. So my little sister was watching it. And these girls are like our age, actually a little bit older, actually. They're 93, so they're just a little older than us. But so you have teenage girls on TV and you're a teenager yourself. And there's this hot girl who looks like a goth. Says her name is Elizabeth Gillies, born in Halfworth, New Jersey. She has one younger brother, born 1996, named Nike.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're just lusting after my older sister on TV, man.
And on Wikipedia.
This is why I don't like answering these questions.
She looks kind of weird in that picture, but now she's pretty hot still. Kind of. She looks like someone that would get mad at you, like a barista that's kind of feisty and mean, but not in a cute way. You know, like you're
got
just
no
bitch.
Respect for my goth older sister.
No, man. And she's fake goth. She doesn't even listen to like Exmal Deutschland or Christian Death. She listens to like, I don't know, Nine Inch Nails from 2004. I don't know.
I don't even know what you're on right now, man. I'm really not on this wavelength.
Yeah, no.
You got like any other 4 out of 10s?
No, that's the only 4 out of 10.
Well,
four
from out of the women.
Oh, 4 out of 10 women.
No, it's just
Miranda Cosgrove is a 4 out of 10. She's always looked weird to me. What race is she? Her own.
Yeah, she's like Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon race. I don't know what it is. Miranda Cosgrove, not Crosgrove. Let's see. She's born in Los Angeles. Oh, she's white. She's English, Irish, and French.
Goddamn, Anglos, hold this L.
Well, she's also Irish and French.
Maybe that, you know, strong Britain, like, you know, from Brittany, France.
Yeah. It is kind of a weird look, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm just giving this L to the Anglos just because I'm not saying anything about how they actually look generally.
Elizabeth Gillies, on the other hand, become my fashy GF mama. I'm gonna red pill you.
All right, man.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
you're taking this too far. Stop talking about my sister that way.
Let's go see her Twitter.
There's too many guys knocking on my door every day. I just have to, I spend, a good 20 minutes every day, shooing away Pajits with a broom.
Oh, gosh. Pajits also love TikTok. There's this new trend in Pajit.
Oh, I'm sure about that one, yeah.
And they do this thing where they have this ridiculously long and tall hair, like, where they do faux hawks with hairspray, and they're, 2 feet tall. And you, see people, making TikToks in their mud huts with these, perfect faux hawks and dressing like a metrosexual is funny, and I don't know.
Damn, son. Now, Pajits are their most powerful form on the internet.
Yeah. My assistant lives in a heavily Pajit area. So when I go to visit my assistant, I have to swim through seas of Pajits. And I'm talking about fob Pajits, fresh off the boat. These dudes are speaking their local dialect on FaceTime, wearing sandals at 10 o'clock at night, you know.
They're Hello Kitty flip-flops.
Yeah, they're Hello Kitty flip-flops. I went to, I was just driving, and I saw a pack of people that were literally blue. They were so black, they were blue.
Like full Moulinian mode?
Yeah, literally they look like eggplant. Like the same hue as eggplant, you're correct. 100%, it looks like a fresh eggplant.
Despite their skin shine in the moonlight.
It actually kind of looks like Chinese eggplant. That's more purple. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird. What in the world? What are you doing here?
He's out here walking like Grimace.
Dude, it is like an eggplant. That's what their skin looked like. That is insane. The Italians know how to come up with some slurs.
I mean, when you're walking around Sicilians all day.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding. Kidding.
Yeah, true. No, yeah. The European eggplant, or the one that we use in Europe, that's what they look like. That same hue. It's like a slight blue purple hint, you know? It's so crazy. It's exactly what... Okay, wow. Yeah, we got eggplants walking around nowadays in America.
Yeah. So I have some other foreign tens.
Oh, your sister? Well, foreign ten guys have been inside your... No, okay.
Oh, God. Man, I know she's been on TV, but gotta lighten up, man. It ain't like that. Not all of them become the TV hoes. Anyway, jeez, totally derail me. Four and ten. On the
derailed
question
your sister
of,
lesson.
Oh! this is why I hate goths. It's just, nobody can respect them. They can... You just feel free to say any horrible thing about her honor and reputation like that. End the goth aesthetic.
She's got all goth any day. Anyways, she just doesn't even listen to Christian death, man.
I bet it's a good thing. You know, it's not a good thing.
What?
Apparently socialism in the 40s. Because in 1942, 4 in 10 Americans polled said that socialism was a bad thing.
And now 4 in 10 say it's a good
thing. Well, as a matter of fact, yes. 4.3 in 10 say it's a good thing now.
Oh, so back in the day, 6 out of 10 said it was a good thing.
No, no. 25% back in the day
said it was bad.
Yeah.
And therefore, 75% said it was good.
No, man. 34% had no opinion.
Oh, okay. I see. Anyways, continue.
So the bad thing has actually increased to 51%, but the good thing has increased to 43%. No opinion has fallen to 6%. So it's interesting to see that change in general awareness of these economic theories increasing in the decades since 1942. Mm-hmm. However, it hasn't quite reached the point where a majority view socialism positively.
Yeah. I think more of them would view it positively if we give them our interpretation of socialism, perhaps.
Interestingly, when polled and asked, during the next 50 years, do you think most of the nations of the world will have a democratic government, a communist government, or a socialist government? In 49, 72% said democratic, 14% said socialist, and 9% said communist. Compared to today, where 57 say democratic, 29 say communist.
Oh, wow.
Or, I mean, socialist, and only 6% say communist. So communism has fallen 3 points, I guess, you know, from 9 to 6. So that's pretty significant percent change.
Yeah.
But the net loss in most countries as democracies equal to the gain in view of socialist. I feel like this question sort of posits socialism as something that necessarily can't be democratic.
Mm.
But I feel like that's if there's any truth to this projection people have in their minds of where countries will be, I feel like it's going to be some type of democratic socialism a la Bernie Sanders. I don't think the communist LARPers are going to be able to enact their agenda with any success.
Communist LARPers are so... Even those who call themselves communists, especially the younger fellows, don't really know what it is. And some of them are just democratic socialists or liberals that are just kind of edgy.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't know what it means.
No, I don't think many of them understand it. But it doesn't change the fact that they will be directed by those who, take up the mantle of communists and revolutionaries and use those, uneducated or unaware people that say they support communism to their political ends. I think the consequences of the increased affinity for communism and socialism has really yet to reach its high point. I think Ocasio-Cortez and her electoral success shows a sort of ascendancy in their realized potential, but I don't think that'll be the high watermark of their of the ground that they claim.
Yeah. They're just going to be famous because they hate white people.
I feel like that's actually a politically expedient vector for them. You know, anti-white politics...
That's all that matters nowadays.
...can really, get the minorities mobilized.
They could get the communists mobilized or socialists mobilized, so-called.
I think across that sort of larger political milieu between, just racial minorities, sexual minorities and far-left ideologues, anti-white messaging, and a politics of opposition to quote-unquote white supremacy will be what sort of mobilizes these voter bases out in the primaries and, you know, unseats some long-standing, more moderate Democrats. And I think they're able to do this because they have a lot of money. Money and a message that sort of, I guess at the very least, is novel, but I guess on the other hand, appeals to some segment of younger voters as well. So you can contrast with that with like the TPUSA crowd, which does have a lot of money as well, probably more money than like Cenk Uygur's Justice Democrats.
Yeah.
And yet can't get anything of note like accomplished.
Yeah.
So yes, Justice Democrats was started by Cenk Uygur and some guy named Kyle Kulinski of Secular Talk.
Oh, well, that's the most boring person on YouTube. Secular, more like secular cock in his butt because he's gay.
Secular, more like secular cock.
He's so gay, he's sucking a cock through his butt.
Oosh.
Dude, he's that guy with spiked hair, right?
I don't know, man. I don't know these people. You're lucky that I know who Cenk Uygur is.
Cenk
Wait
Uygur.
A second. Yeah. Apparently, both of them resigned.
Oh.
Cenk was forced to resign over sexist blog posts from the early 2000s. And well, Kulinski resigned in solidarity.
Well, there we go.
Cenk had ever been canceled.
The modern left, you know, platform or whatever, it's just going to eat itself. You know, it can't survive because everyone has done something bad. It's the ultimate purity spiraling. You know, you talk about purity spiraling on the right. No, this is the left. Like, their purity spiraling is a lot worse, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they just destroy each other.
It's crazy. It's insane. Like, because their ultimate goal is, like, the abolition of all hierarchy, you know, but, like, and so they're going to, like, have to persecute eventually any of those people who were in hierarchy. So aren't they going to have to persecute those who were in the hierarchy to make the communist revolution possible?
Perhaps, or maybe they'll take a Leninist turn and crush the anarchists.
Yeah, anarchists, the American left is very anarchistic. That's the main contingent, it seems to me. Is the anarchities. So, you know, their y'all folks' praxis is eating at Whole Foods and, like, pissing on the ground in Portland. I don't know. And listening to...
Yeah, with 30 needles.
Yeah, with 30 needles. That's y'all praxis, folks. And, like, writing songs about Leonard Skinner getting you mad. The American left is so gay. It's funny. It's literally gay. Literally faggots. You know what I mean?
Explicitly homosexual.
It's the most zogged out left movement ever. Like the left that we have here. Like in Europe, you have some left wing movements that were kind of, I guess, genuine, you know, and they had some good elements, perhaps. But I feel like here, at least now, they're like the left is its only concern about the identity politics of sodomites, and there's no positive element for the working class. Whereas I think in, you know, there was a time, like, you know, maybe the IWW at one time did fight for the working class, but now they fight for, like, rich college kids to get, like, transgender surgeries, you know. That's what they fight for now.
Yeah, among other stupid shit.
How could you be a member of the International Workers of the World when what do you do for a living? I live with my mom and I write abstract poetry or something. You know, you don't have a job. You're not a worker.
Right.
I don't know. Well, we've been recording for a bit. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I guess just continuing on that 4 in 10 for socialists. If among college students, we see the 4 in 10 extremely or like very enthusiastic towards socialism among philosophy majors.
Wait, what? Say it again?
That 4 in 10 philosophy majors are very enthusiastic about socialism.
Oh, okay. I guess that kind of makes sense, perhaps. So is it higher in the philosophy sections of universities, philosophy departments, or?
I guess apparently from this data, well, at least among the majors, so it's just about 40 and 40 that are either very or somewhat favorable in regards to their opinion towards socialism.
Well, to them, socialism means like reading Foucault and sucking cock, you know, because I know like the philosophy department at my university is literally like weird post-colonial stuff and gay trans stuff. There are a lot of good professors in my, in the department, but like if you read like the newsletter and like look at their Facebook group, all it is just like Latinx anal fisting party, you know, that's all it is. And but for them, their view of socialism probably isn't like a true organic socialism. Socialism meaning I hate white people.
Socialism is when you hate white people.
Yeah, no, literally, that's what socialism means now. It doesn't mean helping the working class. It means hating white people.
Medicare for all and something else.
Yeah, no, like they don't care about the economic aspect that much anymore. It's getting worse and worse.
I think they all pretty much agree on the healthcare stuff, but it's
That's it. Who cares? Like, I believe that.
Man, I could care less about healthcare. I don't get sick.
Let's destroy capitalism. Oh wait,
you know. I think it's a good thing to have healthcare, yeah, but it's like it's really not my priority politically.
Well, I'd much rather destroy the system, like the capitalist system, than just worry about healthcare.
Yeah, this is like the full reformist policy.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe some of them are convinced of an accelerationist.
No, they're just
transformation.
I hate leftists because they're so fucking faggoty and rich and they don't know anything. Socialism to them means hating white people. Literally, that's what socialism means now.
Yep.
That's why we got to take it back and like show them, no, we're the true socialists.
Socialism is actually about being white people.
Yeah. Well, they talk about like some of the colored leftists talk about, you know, socialism just for white people. Like that's what liberals only want. And like, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's like liberals don't really act like it if that's what they want.
I know, it's funny. They always say things like that, but that's not what they want. They want literally like colored person, take my money.
Right.
Take my daughter or my zotter.
My offspring.
Take my offspring. I can't gender it.
All of my offspring records.
Oh, yeah. Offspring, that band kind of sucked.
Yeah, that's another shitty band I'm aware of, but don't listen to.
Bad Religion, Offspring, that's just like dadcore, stupid punk music, not even real punk.
So in contrast with the philosophy majors, who do you want to guess is the least favorable towards socialism?
Computer science.
No, didn't come up on the specific list of majors that I'm looking at.
Mathematics. No, that's...
Nope.
Engineering. Some kind of engineering.
In terms of like entire school-wide, I think the sciences did generally score the lowest in terms of supporting socialism. But for specific majors, engineering didn't show up.
Oh.
I'll just tell you, it's accounting.
Oh.
Where 20% are either very or somewhat favorable.
Yeah, it is interesting. Counting major.
Yeah, the lowest three on this list here, economics, then finance, then accounting.
Checkmate socialists. Economic majors are least favorable. Checkmate.
They also have the, I guess, somewhat and very unfavorable. Mm-hmm. I think it looks like economics majors might be the top dog there with, looks like... 60-some percent mm-hmm. Being somewhat or very unfavorable towards socialism.
Hmm.
But yeah, why do you think people who major in English love socialism so much? You can't be the people just infatuated with classic British literature, can it?
Huh? Like, why do they have a high percentage?
Yeah, they come up third place. They're at like 58% are either very or somewhat favorable.
It's because to them, again, socialism means hating white people. And I've taken a lot of literature classes, and you just basically, you don't read you do read some classic good British literature and American literature, but a lot of the times you're reading stuff like, what is that book I read in one of my literature classes? We read Catch 22, which is about a Jew in World War II. You read about, you know, you read,
Catching 22 Jews?
Yeah, 4 out of 22 Jews. What's this? It's from Richard Wright. That was a Freudian slip because he's black. It's like a weird, it's basically this like anti-white novel from the 40s. Native Son. There you go. That's like what you read, you know? And,
I see.
And
yeah, so now I know some English majors, they're all pieces of shit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you do like, I think it's, you have to take a Shakespeare class, but I won't be surprised if they take that out, you know, as a requirement, because like, oh, you know, he calls black people black Moors or whatever, or Indians. That's funny. He calls like anyone who's basically like not white. I remember, if I remember correctly, he calls them Inds, I-N-D-S, like from India.
Mm.
Inds. It's funny. Or Blackamoor, yeah. I think he says that term. That's my favorite.
Blackamoor.
My favorite Paramore cover band.
I'd listen to them.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, that's all I got in terms of...
Blackamoors?
Four in 10 stats there. We do have like the racial breakdowns of these college kids and their views of socialism and capitalism.
But your black kid's like, what you mean, ism?
I only know racism.
All I know is philosophism. Because when I rap, I philosophize on this mic and I get the mic right.
We have the question here. Do you identify as either a capitalist or a socialist? And the answers listed are capitalist, socialist, both, or neither.
Both. Third positionist.
That's usually the neither, right?
Yeah. No, I think it'd just be socialist, because this is economic. Isn't third positionism essentially left-wing economics, far left economics, far right views? So if you're defining
maybe,
things...
Maybe, I don't know.
Anyways, go ahead.
Racially, so white people are the most... or the second most likely to identify as capitalists at 34%.
Hmm.
The most likely to identify as capitalists is American Indians, who are 42%.
Wait, they're the most likely?
Yes, out of all the individual groups, the largest share of people, like in a single group, who identify as capitalists come from Amerindians.
Oh, wow.
For the socialists, it looks like the blacks at 17%. And interestingly, as far as like statistically significant numbers go, Asians, 22% call themselves both. very China-pilled here.
Yeah.
Capitalist and socialist.
It's literally just capitalist, isn't it, China?
Yeah, well, I guess that's why you have to say both, because yeah. As much as you know, are surrounded by socialism in terms of imagery and, I guess, nominal ideology, this actual economic system practiced in China, especially the exclusive economic zones, like the special cities that have different laws, you know, that's full capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
And I think... blacks also were highest in the neither category at 48%.
They're just like, what the, what you mean, man?
So that's how the races break down, at least, you know, top in their class, so to speak.
Yeah.
I wonder what really goes through the head of somebody answering both. Like, I actually get the Chinese
people there,
you know, maybe blacks have an understanding of it. It's like, yeah, what do 20% of blacks say both? Because that's actually their highest category that isn't neither.
They just don't know what those things mean.
19%. You think they just don't have any clue what that means?
Yeah, that's what I think.
All right, I can see that.
Or like they try to explain to them in the interview. So socialism, like they explain it in simple terms. So socialism means you like to help those around you. Capitalism means you like to make money. It's like, yeah, nigga, I like to make money. Sometimes I like to help my hood, though. Help my homies out. So I'm both. I like to make money, but I also like to help my homies. So I'm both.
Interestingly, they also have like the cross tabs for different sexual orientations.
Hmm.
And apparently, the most socialistic groups out there are the ones who call themselves queer. 48% identifying as a socialist.
Again, for them, socialism is not socialism. It just means hating white people. They're not workers' rights activists, these faggots.
I'm a little disappointed that pansexuals are the ones who are... top the list, or no, actually questioning top the list for both. Wanted that serendipity for the bisexuals identifying as both. Would have been funny, but nah. It's all just degenerate. Heterosexuals are the most capitalistic, apparently, compared to all the other groups.
Again, socialism just means hating white people. It doesn't mean socialism. Language has stopped. It doesn't exist anymore, Nikkei. Words don't mean anything.
Probably true.
Well, I'm getting like really tired. Like last episode that I uploaded, where I was like getting insane near the end because I was staring. I've been staring at the computer too long.
All right.
You ever had that?
Not recently, but sometimes.
Where you're just like, you're not even really tired. You just don't know what's going on because you've been staring at this bright screen for too long. And it,
yeah.
I don't know if humans should do that.
Probably not.
And I end up searching up the Red Brown Alliance, and there's a LibCon article that's like literally like 20 pages long. If this were a book, this would be like 60 pages, like 50 pages long, about like the problematic Red Brown Alliance that happens. It's called An Investigation into Red Brown Alliances, Third Positionism, Russia, Ukraine, Syria, and the Western Left. A note for safety purposes. This post will contain links to far-right pages for documentation purposes. And any link to such page will be in bold and italic, such as this.
It's
and it has a link to 6 hours of Nazi Richard Spencer being punched in the face.
Okay. Anyway,
so, LibCom, the literally gayest website ever.
I believe it.
Well, anyways, my name is Anglo. Very weary, doesn't know what's going on, Anglo, with Nikkei.
Thank you for listening.
It's you.